He's got really good hand-eye coordination. He's got good hands. He's an instinctive player, so he has a good idea about how to get open. And he enjoys, you know, being involved in the passing game, both on a protection basis and then obviously in a route. So, you know, he's had a good OTA period for us.
How important is that in the offense you want to run that your back has the capability to catch the ball?
I think it's always what's the most important thing to do is, Dave, right, is to make sure that you look at the player's skill set and figure out how they fit, you know, your system. And so, or our system. And so what we do is, you know, if we have a back, for instance, that is a three-down back like Arian is, a guy that can play on first, second, and third down, then you're finding ways to incorporate him into the passing game and the running game, and it really works out really well for your offense. In the past, we've had, you know, guys like Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead in this offense that have filled those types of roles, and now it looks like, you know, definitely Arian will be able to do that and more.
How does that then translate to the other backs?
Well, again, you have Andre Brown, who's had a good offseason for us. He's a first and second down back, a big back, a conscientious guy, hard worker. You've got Alfred Blue that we drafted out of LSU that looks like a guy that's a good learner, and we'll have to evaluate him more come training camp as to see how he fits in our offense. You've got J.J. Grimes that's come in here and had a good offseason. Dennis Johnson has done some good things lately in practice, so we've got a good competitive position there.
You talked about the kick return position being wide open. What have you seen so far, and what are you looking for specifically from those guys?
You know, I've just seen a lot of guys out there competing, which is good, and I've seen guys with different skill sets as far as how they catch the ball and how they judge the ball and things like that. And then what we're all looking for there is a guy that can field the kick, first of all, and then make a play with the ball. So that's basically, you know, what we're looking for at that position.
When you look at that position, you want a guy that that can consistently give you maybe 12 yards a pop, or maybe has that big playability and doesn't give you a better average per dash.
Just a consistent guy, James, I would say overall, just a guy that makes good decisions on fielding the ball and when to fair catch, and a productive guy. You know, that's what we're looking for at that position.
You've talked about the Texans way of doing things, and one of the elements of that was talking about nutrition. Is there anything different that the Texans are doing on that, or is this just a point of emphasis?
It's a great question. We're really evaluating all parts of our organization, myself and Rick Smith, and nutrition is really a big part of what we do here and what we talk to our players about. And so, just like everything, you know, when Rick and I sit down with Mr. McNair, he's open to changes and he's open to listening. And so, you know, we're not at that stage yet where we're ready to report to him what we see there, but we're definitely observing all different aspects of the organization, with nutrition being one of them. Nutrition is so important for the players because, you know, basically their bodies are their business. And so it's important for those guys to understand what they're putting into their body, both from a hydration standpoint and from a nutrition standpoint. And we're always looking to try to do what's best for our players in that area.
When a receiver lines up on the inside build as opposed to the outside, I guess his ability to read defenses, is that almost more important on the inside?
It's a totally different position, James. You're exactly right. It's on the outside, it is important to have the ability to get open and catch the ball and have some size and some speed and strong hands. And on the inside, I would say it's very important to be quicker than fast sometimes. It's important to have good hands. It's important to be a very tough guy, a guy that can block, run force. And then, obviously, like you said, a very smart, instinctive player, because it moves a lot faster on the inside with different bracket coverages, one-on-one coverages, different leverages that they see, things that they see at the snap of the ball that maybe they didn't see, you know, when they broke the huddle. So it's a different position than it is from the outside.
When you go after running backs a little bit, when you talk about protection responsibilities, is that one of the tougher things for young running backs to get used to and figure out?
Yeah, no question. No question. I think most young running backs, when they come to us from college, they've been used primarily as a running back, hand the ball to them, throw the ball to them in their offense in college, because, you know, usually they're one of the top two or three players on their team. And so they're not in there blocking too much. You know, they're out into the route. They're being, the ball's being handed to them, things like that. So when they come to our league, it's very, very important that they learn protections, and it's very important for us to evaluate whether they can protect or not. All these guys have done a good job of coming in and learning. We have a pretty, you know, I would say sophisticated protection system. We have a lot of different protections, and these guys seem to be learning, all of them, young veteran players alike, seem to be learning it pretty well.
Going back to the nutrition topic, you know, we talked to so many different guys, whether it's Dwayne Brown, who beefed up, you know, doing the slim down, today Keyshawn Martin's that he's put on. Is that these guys individually, or is that some things that you discuss with them?
I would say at this point, Patty, that's them individually. I would say that that's more them individually, and hopefully in time that becomes more of our ability to teach them about nutrition. We talk to them about nutrition quite a bit here on a day-to-day basis, but I would say right now it's more about the individual player, you know, finding the right way to eat and hydrate and things like that. We do educate the younger players as much as we can on those things, but again, I think we're still evaluating all that, and I think we can always, just like with everything in the organization, we can always try to improve.